Look what she's wearing. It's so last season. Ew.
It's time for Fashion on the Fly.
Fashion on the Fly. Only on 93.1 Jams.
Yes, indeed. Fashion on the Fly each and every Tuesday. Ladies, we bring the stylist to you. Madison's yes. very own talented, beautiful lady. She's not only a fashion blogger, but a beauty blogger as well with over 19,000 people following. You know the talent. Say hello to Kelsey Christine.
Hello.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
By the way, we are on Facebook Live, yes. and if you want to chime in, 321-0931.
Yes. Hey, Kelsey. So for those who didn't listen last week, each week you will have a post on your blog that goes along with the topic on the show. So what is the topic for this week?
Okay. So this week we're going to talk all about Father's Day gift guides.
Okay.
Father's Day is coming up this weekend. In case anyone didn't know, I'm letting you know right now.
Right? Yes.
It's next Sunday.
All right.
So yeah, on the blog, I'm sharing a bunch of gift ideas and we'll talk about that in just a little bit. Okay. Before we get into that, I wanted to talk about what I shared on my blog last Friday. So last Friday, I shared a blog post about Bed Bath & Beyond Madison.
Okay.
Did you know they remodled their store?
I didn't know.
No.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
The West Side location. Oh, they remodeled.
All right.
Yeah, so they remodeled it to be more of like an open concept.
Okay.
They have, you know, kind of more of a try before you buy concept. So you can take duvet covers off the wall and lay them out on the bed, take the pillows. They have like a whole bed set up so you can... You can try everything on the bed before you actually take it home and buy it. Yeah.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? I'm thinking we need to go over there together.
Oh, yeah. Tracy and I are just going to
Facebook Live.
We're just going to crawl out on the bed.
I would love to try stuff.
Yeah, and they still have their departments kind of like split up how they used to, but it's just like an easier way to shop. So it's a new experience for shoppers. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I love that because I think it's so much better when you can feel, when you can envision putting things together in your own home, but doing it there.
Yeah. So I did a patio or a porch update on the blog so you can see what the final result ended up being.
Okay.
But I just basically took a bunch of stuff and put it together in the store, and then you can kind of see like my process in the store on the blog post too. So
I need to get back in there. I haven't been to Bed Bath & Beyond in forever.
Yeah, and they're having a grand reopening for this, the West Side store. It's on June 22nd. It's the Prairie Town Center location. It's 215 Junction Road.
I love that.
That's on the blog. So.
Awesome. And is there anything else you think the listeners should know about with Bed Bath & Beyond? Like any other...
No, I mean, just get in there and check it out and definitely make sure it's the West Side location. I almost went to the East Side location when I found out they remodeled.
Yep.
So yeah, West Side
that's
location.
That's good to know. Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, that's...
So I was looking at the fabulous photo that you took of yourself in Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm loving the textures and the colors. So is there like a new like summer theme that is happening with when it comes to decorating the home right now?
Well, right now I kind of chose more of like a boho.
So that was you.
Theme. Yeah. So the rattan chair that I found and like the rug with the tassels and just lots of neat like greenery too and like palm prints. Fun tropical prints and all that. Yeah. So fun. So you have to go check it out on the blog. And once again,
this is another reason why we bring Kelsey Christine to you.
Girl.
It's not only that she puts fabulous fashions together, but now she's helping you decorate your damn home.
Oh my gosh. She needs to come over to my place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you do a studio makeover for us? I mean, girl, look at this.
That's a great idea.
I could do that. We should do it. It needs to
be feminized. I mean, we have our three Barbies.
Yes, we do.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
We got producer Maddie in the middle.
Yeah.
Aww. Love it.
Yeah, any suggestions you can give us in here would be great.
Yeah, we should do it.
I'm definitely
down for it.
All right, love that. That's so cute.
Well, let's get into the Father's Day gift guide. So on the blog, there's going to be an infographic. So basically a big picture of a bunch of different ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And you can shop that graphic. So you just click right on whatever it is that you want to click on, and it'll take you right to the location to shop.
Uh-huh.
And you can just purchase right from there. So
you make it so easy.
Right? So and I have a few like ideas right below too. It says like for the golf lover, for the fashionable dad,
and for the dads
with the beard, and it keeps going on. So yeah, we'll talk about five of my favorites from the infographic.
Love that.
Yeah.
That is coming up again. We are celebrating Father's Day with the Father's Day gift guide. Ms. Kelsey Christine has some fabulous finds. We'll find out more coming up next on Chris in the Morning Rush, Fashion on the Fly on 93.1 Jam.
Oh my gosh. Look what she's wearing. It's so last season. Ew.
It's time for Fashion on the Fly.
Fashion on the Fly. Only on 93.1 Jams.
Yes, we are continuing our conversation all about fabulous Father's Day gifts. If you want to follow us on Facebook Live, please do so or chime in at 3210931. Mm-hmm. Something very special when it comes to Kelsey Christine, anything that we talk about each and every week when it comes to great styles, you can text the word fly to 608-321-0931 and see exactly what she's talking about.
Oh, yeah. Which is so cool. Woo!
So, Miss Kelsey Christine girl, what have we got going on now?
All right. So, we're talking about this infographic that I was talking about prior. So, I have a Father's Day gift guide infographic on my blog post. Mm-hmm. So, you guys are looking at it. Yes. What is your favorite? If you could pick one, what would be your favorite?
Chris, oh, well, I know what mine is.
Yep.
Because I think it's the best smell in the world. It's the Aqua D, honey.
Yes. Ooh. Aqua Digio is number one for sure. One of my favorites. I get my husband that all the time. He smells so good.
Yeah.
And it's going to leave you smelling amazing.
I just have to say, and I'm being nice about this, but listen, you could be the most, you could see a guy and be like, dude, you are so unattractive. Like, you could be Ron Jeremy unattractive.
Okay.
And if he put that Aqua D, honey, okay, on, there will be a sense of hotness to him.
Okay.
Just throwing it down.
I'm going to have to try that. I'm going to have to try it. Jeez.
Cologne is a great gift, but Tracy, go ahead. What's your favorite?
My favorite is the Yeti tumbler.
Yes. So my husband has a couple Yeti tumblers, and so does his dad, and they love it. Keeps your stuff cold, keeps your stuff hot.
Yeah.
Have you ever
Yeti? Some people don't know. I kind of think I do, but explain what that is.
So it's a tumbler that keeps your stuff cold for up to, I want to say it's like 24 to 48 hours even, and keeps your stuff hot. I don't know how long it actually keeps them hot for, but I like to use it for like iced water.
Love it.
And I'll put it by my bedside at night, wake up the next morning, and then there's still ice in it.
Ooh, so, really? Yeah,
love it.
Whoa.
Yeah, I love ice water.
Can you put an old fashioned in it?
No, for sure. You for sure could.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Never too early.
Yeah, yeah. 5 o'clock somewhere.
I know. Well, and I think what's nice too is guys tend to be really simple. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and my dad is not fussy at all. So he loves stuff like this.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great gift, and you know, it's a travel tumbler too, so you take it anyway.
Nice.
Yeah. Love it. So the other three are, so one of them is a dad golf ball marker / divot fixer. You guys are probably like, what is that?
I know.
So it's on the picture. It just says dad on it, so it's like personalized to dad, but it's a marker for your golf ball, and then it fixes divots, which I don't know how that works, but I know my husband is a golf fanatic, so.
Okay.
So that would work perfectly for him. So.
All right.
Yeah. So, Tracy, you were out on the golf course for the first time.
Yeah.
It was the Celebrity Tillerian golf event. Yeah. And it's when you hit the ball, right? You hit the golf ball, and you accidentally dig the ground out.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so that helps you, like,
fix the divot.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. I seriously know nothing about golf, so I didn't even want to try.
Do you remember Space Jams when they were fixing the divot?
And yeah.
Just jokes about fixing the divot.
Oh, yeah.
You're adorable.
It's all coming together.
Yeah. I feel like that just aged me so much.
It makes sense.
Oh, okay, girl.
Oh, my God.
All right. Cute. So the other two are just going to be more like fashionable items, like a watch and a wallet.
Ooh.
The watch, I also have like a watch holder on the gift guide, which I think is amazing.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. Yeah, and it's just got like, I think, 4 or 5 spots for watches because men don't have too many watches, but they have a couple, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it holds the watch. And then, you know, you can find a watch that fits your dad's personality and style, too. And then wallet, a great leather wallet is also a good gift idea.
Yeah.
Yep. And then, so that's it for my 5 out of there. You'll have to check the blog post for the rest of them. But these are obviously all gifts that cost money.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I do want to mention is that you don't need to spend money on your dad for Father's Day. Spending time is probably the most important.
Aww.
Some people aren't as lucky as others to have a dad in their life. So take advantage, full advantage. Gifts can be as simple as just, you know, calling them or make a DIY card for them even too. Like, take a piece of paper and write something on it. Write a fun note or, you know, just a special note. So,
It's very special.
That's very good. That's very good.
Yep. Again, Father's Day is this weekend. Yep. And what a great topic, Kelsey Christine. Now, again, with all her fabulousness that she brings to the air, all she have to do is text the word fly to 3210931. You'll basically first become a Friends with Benefit, and then you will be linked to all these great things that Kelsey puts together.
Mm-hmm. And then that's going to give you the top 5 ideas that she just shared.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yep, it's actually going to give you 10 plus Ooh. 4. Yeah, so that infographic has 10.
Well,
and then
text.
It has, yep, some other ones
text,
on there
text.
As well. So.
And you know what? I do Lots have to ideas. Say, too, like, yeah. What I really love is that you basically, every week, you do the work for us. I mean, you know how busy it gets and everything? And then, like you said, it's Father's Day on Sunday, so oh my gosh, maybe I haven't thought of something. All I have to do is text and get ideas or go on the blog.
And all of these items you can still get by Father's Day, so jump on now before it's too late. Right. Most of these are going to be Amazon because I'm just obsessed with Amazon.
Oh, yes, aren't we all?
Yeah.
Well, we were just talking about the owner, Bezos, who just bought himself an $80 million condo.
No big deal. No big deal.
It's fine. And little side note, I was out with my daughters over the weekend. We were downtown by the Capitol. And I was wearing my fabulous dress that I got at the Blogger's Closet sale. Uh-huh. So once again, it just goes to show that this girl has fabulous clothes. And I bought this from Kelsey. So it's really fun.
I can't wait for the next one.
I know, right?
Yep. Hey, so just remind us where we can find all your information, your full blog and everything.
So my blog is KelseyChristine.com. Mm-hmm. It's Kelsey with I-E, and then Christine is with a K as well. And then on Instagram, I am at It's Me Kelsey22, and Kelsey again, I-E, so K-E-L-S-I-E. And then I'm on Twitter at the same, It's Me Kelsey22, and then on YouTube, I'm as Kelsey Christine. And then I also have on my blog, too, it's KelseyChristine.com. Like I said, you can sign up to get emails each time a new post goes live as well. So
nice.
You can just hit the email sign up button. It'll pop up when you're on the site. So
okay,
it is all there.
Yes. I think that's everything. Oh, and Facebook,
I know. I love
Kelsey
it.
Christine.
I love it.
And we'll put everything up once again on our social media. Yep. And Tracy, I know a little secret that you are just going to be so excited for when it comes to next week's topic.
Oh, really?
It's all about beauty.
Oh, okay.
This, like, she's obsessed, honey, when it comes to that kind of stuff.
I am.
So, yeah.
Good.
I am.
So Kelsey kind of gave me a little hint. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
okay.
I know. She's all giddy.
I can't wait. Yeah.
So there you have it. Special guest. We love her, Kelsey Christine. Yay. You can catch her every Tuesday at 7:40 with Fashion on the Fly. Girl, we so appreciate your time.
Yeah, we
Thanks
love
for
it.
Having me.
All right. There you have it. It's Crystal in the Morning Rush on Ethereum Jams. WJQ.